Well, Sarah, let's start here because this is clearly a tradition that goes back a very long time. We're talking better than 8 decades, regardless of the name, and there always seems to be some sort of issue about whether it should be the seasonal celebration or the Christmas program. But regardless here, talk a little bit about the sense of I don't want to use the term responsibility, but just kind of the sense of ownership that you and the students take each and every year when it comes to the seasonal celebration.
Absolutely. So seasonal celebration is one of my biggest recruitment tools, actually, for getting kids into my high school choir program, as well as just keeping them in, because, you know, I think they realize the kind of community connection that it provides, and that for a lot of them, it connects them to maybe even their own family members who went through the Emporia Public Schools and had the opportunity to be part of the program. And so, you know, some of them have seen it growing up, and they really want to continue being a part of that. And, you know, for us, it's the only time of the school year where we have our middle school and high school musicians all working on the same project. So it's a big collaboration, you know, among a lot of different groups also. And I think the students really step up their game as a result.
Glenn, what's your thoughts on that, and what are you seeing here so far this year with the seasonal celebration a couple of weeks out?
I'm just seeing a lot of excitement from the kids, being able to have something to give back to the community. I think the kids take a lot of pride in participating in something that's been going on for about 8 decades now, like you mentioned earlier. And I think they just really enjoy that, and they're very happy about it. And so we're getting ready to put this on.
Glenn, you know, speaking as somebody who participated in seasonal celebration myself, you know, growing up here in Emporia, I did it through sixth grade, I did it in middle school, and then thankfully it came to my realization that maybe singing wasn't for me. But hey, I'm a realist. I don't try to sugarcoat it. But, you know, what was kind of cool for me in sixth grade, I was able to walk into White Auditorium for a program I'd gotten to see years before. What do you think it is for the students, you know, when they kind of walk through that tunnel and, you know, go find their seats, whether it's the practices, the rehearsals, or the show itself? You know, what would you say maybe kind of goes through their mind in that moment?
Man, I didn't grow up in Emporia. I grew up in Derby, and, you know, we would put on like a Christmas band concert and whatnot, but we didn't put anything on to this magnitude. And when I first started working here back in 2010, I had that same sense of wonderment kind of as an adult walking into my first experience working at Seasonal Celebration. And just ever since then, every time we get down to that first rehearsal and those lights go down and the vocal kids get to walk in as the orchestra is playing, you can just see the shimmer in their eyes. And just, you know, like Sarah was saying a minute ago, the younger kids being able to look up to those older kids who have been doing this through the years, it's just a big sense of pride. And it's nice that gets to come through something that's through the performing arts.
Mrs. Bays, I had the same question for you. Obviously, you've been involved with this for many, many years. And what is some of the reactions that you see from your students, or what are some of the things that maybe students who are experiencing it for the first time come up to you and say following that experience?
So even at the, you know, high school level, we get students that maybe have transferred into our district, or students that just decided in high school to join one of our performing arts groups. And so even though they're not, you know, they're not sixth graders, I do get students that are in their first time performing in seasonal celebration. And I try to prep them in advance. You know, we look at some pictures and some video clips so they have a concept of what it's going to be like, because I think a lot of them are just wondering, you know, and for a normal choir concert, each group is probably preparing, you know, maybe 4 or so songs. And then we get to seasonal celebration and these kids are wondering, why am I having to learn 8 different pieces of music now, you know? And so to kind of show them the, you know, the magnitude of the concert, as well as the collaboration, you know, for them to figure out and understand that some of this is featuring just the high school choir. Some of it is, you know, every participant in the whole performance playing together, you know, and, you know, they come away from that, I think, with just a sense of accomplishment, you know, and I think that it makes them just hold their heads a little higher, you know, and have a little more confidence, which then, you know, for us translates into an even more energized and enthusiastic spring semester.
And speaking of that, Sarah, I guess the question comes up, what's going to be performed? And what are some of the pieces that you're working on the choral side?
Sure, you bet. So we, about half of the pieces on the program are at least on a rotation every other year. There's actually only a couple that we're, you know, that we're doing every single year that we've sort of tied ourselves to for the present moment. So some new things happening this year. The high school choirs are bringing in a new Spanish song. It is called Alegría, and it is from a collection called Carols and Lullabies of the Southwest. And I'm very, very excited about this. It's very upbeat. It's a very happy, joyful Christmas song. And we're actually going to be featuring some of our Spanish-speaking baritones. We'll actually have three baritone soloists on that song singing some of the verses for us. Another exciting thing about that song is we have asked Abby Worley to join us and accompany that song on harp. So the accompaniment for that song will be Abby Worley on harp and Riley Day on acoustic guitar.
Nice. That sounds like a good, really good list. And then Glenn, from the I guess the band's perspective, what do you have that's going to be lined up?
So with the band and orchestra, we're doing a couple standards. We're playing our Farandole, and we're playing our All Is Well, featuring the dancers. And the band itself, we're going to be playing our medley of Hanukkah tunes, standard Hebrew traditional songs, and then we're bringing in a new piece this year called Wexford Carol, which is an old Irish Christmas carol that is kind of new to me, and it's just slow and beautiful, and the kids are having a blast putting that together.
Well, I guess one question that comes up here for both of you before we close things down, well, A, what are the dates? We know it's going to be a White Auditorium, but when are we going to have this coming up here, Sarah?
We will be at White Auditorium December 14th and 15th at 7 p.m. each night, and we do ask for a $3 donation at the door.
Okay. Last question for you both, at least from my perspective, is it loops back to a point, Sarah, that you made here, but I want to get both of your perspectives on it, and I'm actually going to start with Glenn on this. The lessons that you see the kids taking in and absorbing from the seasonal celebration besides the notes that they're playing.
So something that we really push for is, you know, it's a seasonal celebration. It's not exclusively Christmas, and we're celebrating a lot of traditions and holidays from around the world. And I think we have a lot of students who just are really able to appreciate that, and it's a great educational experience on top of it being a nice thing that we're sending back into the community.
Sarah, how about you? What do you see here as the lessons that the kids are soaking in besides the fact that they're at the concert and they're performing here for the community?
You know, I think that I see our students moving from sort of the young mindset of feeling really self-centered and feeling the need to kind of identify themselves as individuals, which of course there's a time and a place for that. But at Seasonal Celebration, I feel like we get the sense from these youngsters that they understand that if they can, you know, behave in a certain way and pull themselves together, that they're sort of giving of a little bit of their individualism for something bigger than themselves. And I think that is, you know, a really powerful concept. And I also think that what I've heard from students as they have graduated out of our programs, it's looking back on having been part of Seasonal Celebration and having been part of our performing arts. Some of these lessons, they don't realize what they learned from it until they're looking back on it.
Outstanding. Well, again, the Seasonal Celebration's coming up the 14th and 15th to White Auditorium, 7 o'clock for the program beginning each night. The doors will open up at 6. And again, admission $3 at the door for school-aged children and adults. Preschoolers and younger will be admitted for free. There will be the dress rehearsal noon December 13th. That's what's going to be open to the public at no charge. And again, that's where you want to get your photos and your video. Not during the performances in the evening. It's going to be for that dress rehearsal. Sarah, thanks much for joining us. I know the kids are working hard and looking forward to the end result coming up here in the middle of December.
Thank you. So are we.
Awesome. Glenn, thanks so much for your time here and looking forward to hearing the band.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Sarah Bays, Glenn Woolard from Emporia High School joining us here with the preview of the seasonal celebration in 2 weeks from White Auditorium.